Welcome to the A-Players Podcast, the place where we build and interview leaders in their field so that you can hone your skills and be at the top of your game. Today, we're talking about how do you turn your passion into profit? Is it even possible? How to turn your passion into profit? So yes, this is the A-Players Podcast and the 100K Club for those that are members as well. This allows you to make the most out of any situation and reach higher levels of success. I'm your host, Lewis Hayden, and I work with very high income earners in going that extra next level on their income journey and making a bigger impact in the world. I'm on a mission to give everyone the opportunity to step into wealth by giving you the skills, tools, and actionable steps to go that next level. So, ladies and gents, is it possible for you to turn your passion into profit? I get asked this quite a lot. So this episode is actually a request from a listener. It was came up on LinkedIn. So this is produced on YouTube and Spotify, and I share it onto the social media platforms, you know, Instagram and LinkedIn. So if you're following on there, then make sure you check these videos out as well and leave any comments, because this listener has left this comment. How do you turn your passion into profit? So can someone make money from passion or not? That's the first question, isn't it? So yes, but the question is, do they need to? Because passion is something that excites them. When turning that into an actual job or an income, the challenge is that it becomes a must rather than a passion anymore. So I hear this quite a lot. Lewis, I want to turn my passion. I'm not that passionate about my job, or I'm not that passionate about the way I earn money. Well, do you need to be? Is the question. Yeah, because if you're really passionate about it, how do you subtract the passionate stuff away from work life? You know, work life becomes enjoyable life. So do you really want to actually create a passion into profit? Yeah. Let's say you do. Okay. The next question is, how do you find our passion? How to find our passion? Well, think about it like this, right? We've done a lot of episodes in the iPlayers podcast about understanding your values. And I actually mentioned in one of them to do a little exercise to find out what you're really passionate about and what your values are, is to think about what sort of things really not just energize you, but what things piss you off. So if you draw a list and you get a piece of paper, draw a line down the one side, put passion, the other side, put what pisses you off. Yeah, pisses me off. And then on that side, just write down all the things that really frustrate you. Yeah, what sort of thing frustrates you in your life? What sort of thing, as you're going through your day to day, do you find really saps your energy? Now, for me, what saps my energy is the opposite to A players. Yeah, Z players, let's say, right? These players are people that get through life by pointing and blaming. Like, you know, pointing fingers at people and blaming stuff. For instance, you know, people that say, oh, you know, look, it's okay for that person. They were born into it. Yeah, they're only rich because they were born into it. Or, yeah, maybe one day I'll win the lottery and that's how I'll be. That'll be my wealth plan, is winning the lottery. Yeah. So, look, that is the sort of thing that pisses me off, because for me, you've got one life. You're here for a limited amount of time. Whether we like it or not, everybody has this limited amount of time. Why would you put all your eggs into wishful thinking that you may win the lottery one day, or wasting time by bad-mouthing others, pointing fingers at people, and bringing successful people down that have put a lot of hard work into building success for their family? And even if they have inherited wealth, then the person before them, their parents or grandparents, put a lot of hard work in. Yeah. So regardless of how they earned their income or how they generated their wealth for their family, it doesn't matter. Nothing is stopping you from doing the same. Imagine putting yourself in that grandparent's position. Yeah, there's nothing stopping you now from coming from nothing or where you are at right now. So you're not coming from nothing. You've come on a long journey so far. You've got the resources. I don't just mean people go, oh, Lewis, but you're talking about my income. Yeah, my income is 20, 30, 40, 50K. Yeah, I'm not talking about income, guys. I'm talking about the life lessons that you've learned, your experience. That is unique. The difference is that, you know, this is back to the Napoleon Hill think and grow rich, tuning into wealth, right? If you're not attuned to spot opportunities, then that is actually the problem, right? So opportunities are around for everybody. You could walk down the street one day or go to the local shops and meet somebody, and they could start to say, oh, so-and-so down the road has started a new business, and they're looking for some people that have got some experience in this. And you go, oh, fair enough, good for him or her. An opportunity might be there is, well, I've got some of these skills. Maybe I could go and speak to that person and see, as a bit of a side hustle, if any of my skills could help that person. Yeah. So I was watching, I watch a lot of Dragon's Den, you know, in the UK, it's called Dragon's Den. In America, in Australia, Shark Tank, for example, these investors. And the one person that came on didn't get an investment, but he had a background in e-commerce. And at the end of it, one of the dragons said, look, I'm not going to invest in your business, but I would give you a 100K plus salary at the drop of a hat because of the skills that you've got and because of the knowledge that you've got. Yeah. Now, that person's very passionate about their business, but what would an and look like there? Yeah. It just goes to show that your unique abilities and perspective of looking at the world is what generates wealth, not what you're sitting at right now. Where does all that stop, though? Where does it all stop? It all stops by that person's beliefs, that person's mindset. Yeah. That person's mindset of spotting opportunities. So why am I telling you all this? Because it's a value of mine that I help people spot what they are actually capable of, and with the 100K Club, give them the tools to get there. But the reason for it is it pisses me off when people point fingers. Yeah. When they sit around all day in, well, first of all, not with a job. That's the worst. Yeah. Pointing fingers of why they can't have a job. But even if they do have a job, what secondly pisses me off is people sitting watching the clock from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. and then complaining about it. People that go, hate Mondays, or hump Wednesday, you know, hump day, or thank God it's Friday. They are on my pissed off list. Not because they are bad people, but because they're not seeing the opportunity. They should love Mondays, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays. They should love the Saturdays and Sundays. They should love creating time with their family. Why wish it away? Yeah. That time with your family, what about the time that you're working in those 5 days a week? How do you maximize to get the best opportunity out of that? Not just in your financial income, but your greatest learnings. Yeah, look, I'm sorry to say this, but the reason you don't have to be passionate about everything that you do is that sometimes life sucks. You just got to go out there and find something that is going to get you the vehicle, give you the vehicle to achieve your goals. And sometimes that vehicle, you might not like me saying this, you may not fucking like, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can be passionate about the outcome. Sometimes you just got to start to put the shoes on, the running shoes, and just run. Yeah. If there's a goal out there that you want to achieve, you're not going to go out there with no shoes on. You're not going to go out there without putting some hard work on and doing some exercise to actually achieve that goal. It's not going to land on your plate. And I think today, and I'm going to lose a lot of young listeners by saying this, especially Gen Zs are in this instant gratification stage. Yeah. Look, 2 years, 3 years to a 20-year-old is a fucking long time. Yeah. 2 years, 3 years to a 30, 40, or 50-year-old is a blink of an eye. Yeah. But they use that to their superpower by knowing if they plant the seeds now, in 2 or 3 years, they can harvest those crops. Where a lot of younger people don't recognize that. And look, there's nothing new here. This has always been the same. You know, when I was in my early 20s, I wanted it instant. But the game I play now is an investment game, planting the seeds and then harvest the crops later on. So back to the question then, how do you find your passion? There's an example of my passion. Make your list, find what your purpose is, what your passion is. Yeah. Remember, the list that you make, the passion is the outcome. It doesn't mean the work you have to put in place has to be enjoyable. And that's the big lesson here. So how do you validate it? How can I validate all of this? Can I make money from my passion or not? Lewis, yeah, you're saying all this, but how do you validate it? How do you prove it? Okay. Are there people out there right now that are making money from things that they love? Yeah. Now, if you go on social media or Instagram, look at the people that you're following. So people that are in the entrepreneur space, in the business space, or not even in that space. So they're just making an income. Yeah. They're making a lot of money from what they do, or they could be getting lots of followers. It may look like they're very passionate about it, but they're passionate about the stuff that they're showing you. I can guarantee that if you go below that waterline, there is some stuff that they don't show, yeah, that they're having to go through. And they may not be very proud of it, or they may be proud of it and logging the journey, okay? So a lot of the stuff I do in the A Players podcast, I talk about some shit times that I'm having, yeah? Why? Because this is real talk, yeah? The people that are out there and making it look like it's a whole wonderful thing. I mean, there's thousands and thousands, maybe millions of influencers that are out there, and they will go to a beach one day, take 200 photos, and then pretend that that's their life. Yeah, sharing photos of everything that they're doing that they've done in 7 days. What they don't show is the real hustle that it took to get there. Yeah, anybody can book a hotel away or a holiday away on a nice beach and take loads of photos. Yeah, but what about the real stuff that goes on the day to day? Yeah, I'm sat here now in a spare room that you can see right now all around me, right? Doing this 100K club and the A Players podcast, and it's in its early days. Okay, how many episodes have we got? 30 and probably about, 20 in the 100K club, so 50 episodes altogether. Yeah, you've got to start somewhere too. I don't need to be doing this, but this is one thing that I'm passionate about because it's the outcome I'm passionate about, right? Do I get really that passionate about jumping onto a podcast and then setting everything up? You know, there's the lighting all around me. I can show you all the tools and things that I use. There's all this stuff that gets in the way. Yeah, there's probably about 30 minutes worth of setting up. That's shit I don't want to be doing. It's not worth my while, my time. But the outcome is, by doing a podcast like this, I can just make an impact on one person's life a week. And that is what I'm passionate about. The outcome is what I'm passionate about. So if you guys are sitting there right now and you're listening to this and you are in your 9-to-5, or you are starting a side hustle and perhaps not winning yet, or you're posting loads of stuff on social media and it's not getting any traction yet, remember, success comes from consistency. It's going to take you, people really, really overestimate what's possible in 1 year, but they underestimate what's possible in 10. Okay. So you've got to keep consistent. Consistency is key here. Can you validate it then? Look at all the people that are online that have been doing this. Go and read the books. What do they say? Yeah, I was an overnight success. No. They talk about the hustle. They talk about the grind. They talk about the roller coaster of the ups and downs. Okay, then they're passionate about it when they start winning. But that passion burned bright from within from the start. But it wasn't about doing the day-to-day that they were all always passionate about. They're passionate about their why. They're passionate about their purpose. Okay, so there's plenty of evidence out there of that happening. Just look at Steve Jobs' story, yeah? He started in a garage. Yeah, I have a lot of respect for businesses that start in garages or people that are starting out in garages, selling some stuff on the internet or manufacturing something or doing podcasts like this or offering a service to somebody. Yeah, they've got to have the credit for it because that's the hard work that they've got to do. That's the stuff that you don't see. But the outcome is that more people only see the success stories. So don't stop. Get started and start doing something. You never know, okay? And when you do start achieving, for instance, making an impact, then that's what you're really passionate about. That's what makes it all worth it. Okay, So important things to remember while converting your passion into a profession. You don't do it for the money. Like I just said, make it about the impact. Don't do it for the money. Do it because it's the right thing to do. And also, if you do it for the money, when you don't get the money come in, then that can start to knock you back. But when you do it because it's the right thing to do, for instance, my scorecard is when I see people subscribe to the 100K Club, okay? And when they do that, look, it doesn't make a difference. It's what the same price as Netflix Premium, okay? So I price it at that because it's the same price at Netflix Premium. So people have a decision, don't they? Are you choosing Netflix or are you choosing to take ownership of your success? Because a lot of people will complain about their income, but they won't spend the same that they would on Netflix on a tool and resources, learning from, you know, people that are, I mean, look at the people that have been on. Scotty that was on previously, Scott Wood, yeah, Andy Barnes, Alyssa. These are very high income earners, giving you the tools where I nail down in a podcast, literally nail them to the floor and go, tell me what has made you get the income that you get today, right? None of this bullshit that you see on Netflix. I mean, that's all poised to just get ratings for Netflix, right? It's never going to give you the information that you want. If I put Facebook ads up or YouTube ads telling people, hey, look, listen to this, and this interviews people that make 100K, $1 million plus a year, it'll soon get taken down because it's not fair on society and it gets seen as some money-grabbing scam, yeah? Because there's so much out there that do try to grab it. So I get it why it gets stopped. But Netflix aren't going to show this either. Amazon aren't going to show this either. So where's the real talk about where do people actually make money when the whole world is starting to push people down to saying it's not a good thing for people to earn money? Bullshit belief. You can't make 100K a year plus if you think money is bad, right? But there's so many opinions about it that Facebook can't do it. Yeah, YouTube can't put the ads up. All this stuff can't be advertised. Because, not YouTube, sorry, Google Ads, can't put the adverts up because it's seen as some way of like, it's seen as malicious in some way. Yet it's the thing that people aren't talking about, yeah? So, is it the right thing to do, okay? The impact, think about it. For me, if someone has the opportunity to make 100K, but they're just not seeing it yet, then I don't think that's fair that they go through life 1 year at a time until there's no years left, kicking the can down the road until there's no years left, that they aren't making 100K. Because that income could be invested. And if you invest just, you know, a quarter of that for the next 20, 30 years, and it passes on to your family and you teach them the same as what the stuff that you've learned from the 100K Club, your grandkids are going to be those people that are saying, yeah, I inherited the wealth. This is what my grandparents did. Just think of it that way, right? That turning point in life happens when people listen to that 100K Club. And that's what I'm passionate about. So what's the scorecard for me? Yeah? People subscribing to that. Not because it pays me. Yeah, I've got investment companies. I own businesses. This is nothing for that. It's the thing that I'm passionate about. Yeah, but I'm not passionate about the income from it. I'm passionate about the impact of it. Okay, what else? Don't quit your day job. Your day job is your dojo. It is the place that you learn the tools that you need. And if you're not learning in it, yeah, the income doesn't matter. You can make more money from side hustles. Or listen to the early days of the 100K Club, some of the first episodes of the 100K Club, and it tells you how to increase your income by 10%, 20%, 30%. Yeah, I mean, look, it covers the investment that you make in the 100K Club. So don't quit your day job because that is your dojo where you will learn. The main thing is the learning. If you stop learning in your day job, that's the problem. You need to either go and approach your manager or boss and say, I want to help this business grow more. What opportunities are there? Yeah, that's step one. If you aren't doing that and you aren't growing and they aren't listening to you and they keep you in that same job, there's plenty of other opportunity out there, okay? So I own three firms, three businesses, rapid growth, hyper rapid growth. That means they grow more than 30% every year, okay? So I want hypergrowth people. If hypergrowth people isn't their value, yeah, if hypergrowth isn't their value, when I mean hypergrowth in a person, I mean their learning and development is hypergrowth. So in the interviews that I do with my A players in my own businesses, is I would say, look, the business is a vehicle for your life. So what do you want to achieve in your life? If they're a bit like, oh, I never really thought about that, well, this isn't the right place for you, because I'll just hire people that have thought about it. Makes sense? So my values is now moving into my businesses as core values, because if it's a hypergrowth business, it needs hypergrowth people. That does not mean hypergrowth as in like you must perform or et cetera. It means that you must demonstrate that you want to learn and grow. Okay? So there's the thing for you, right? Are you in the right day job? Not just because of your income, but does it have potential for hypergrowth? Okay. So you don't have to love what you do to make money. We've discussed this already. You don't have to love what you do to make money. If you go and listen to some of the David Goggins books, absolute, you know, it's a new way of thinking that the world needs, right? Sometimes things just suck. Sometimes it's just hard and it's tough, but you've got to do it. Yeah. And I think the world needs to hear that more often. So as long as the place where you're working or what you're hustling allows you to grow and allows you to make an impact as an outcome. Yeah. As long as it allows you to achieve those values that you're passionate about, then you're in the right place. So stop beating yourself up about it, thinking, oh, you know, there could be this and that and that, and pointing fingers at the managers and pointing fingers at the government and all sorts. Look, play by the rules. The rules change. Yeah. Every time there's a budget in the UK, the rules change. Yeah. The tax changes. The way businesses work change. The way that you are, your income changes. The way the schooling system changes. All right. Stop bitching about it. Just play the game. The rules have changed. Play the game. You can't do nothing about it. Play the game. Newspapers come out. Loads of bad news on the front of it. Play the game. Doesn't matter. You're playing the game. Those are the rules that you've got to play to. How do you win? Is the question. Thank you for listening to the podcast so far. A quick reminder that the A Players podcast and community remains free. The reason we do this podcast is because I believe that a great question to ask is, what advice would you give your younger self? For me, I wish I had a guide that showed me the exact steps to reach 100K a year in any job and how much my life would be accelerated if I'd cut through that noise and just focused on those steps. We do not run ads or endorse sponsors because it is our mission to give back and share with you, the listener, knowledge gained from working with highly successful individuals and extensive research in management science, so that everyone has access to tools that can accelerate their income and give them the opportunity to step into wealth. In line with allowing us to achieve that mission, we ask that you think about, how did you end up on this podcast today? Maybe it was through finding it on YouTube or Spotify or word of mouth. So please help feed forward by subscribing to the podcast and also share this podcast with another leader like you that you feel this podcast could really help out in helping them increase their personal income too. Let's get back to the show, right? If you think about sports day when you was a kid, if you want to go and play the game, then you got to go and put some shoes on and you got to sprint, or you play a different game. Yeah. So the game of football is, these are the rules. If you want to be, if think about, high income is the goal, winning the World Cup is the goal. You got to play the game to actually win that World Cup. You got to play the game to achieve high income. What isn't playing the game is sitting on the sideline, blaming and pointing fingers at the manager and the coach and all the players, right? Or even worse, pointing fingers at FIFA and going, yeah, look, these rules aren't. But people do it, don't they? Isn't it interesting, though? The way you do one thing is the way you do everything. So the people that are sitting there fucking moaning are also the people that aren't achieving high income either. So what game are you playing? Right. What else? So you don't have to love what you do to make money. So think compartmentalizing as well. Time management is one of the key things you'll ever learn that'll help you become successful. Because ultimately, the power moves that we speak about, all the things that we talk about in these podcasts, have to actually become turn into fruition. You actually have to fucking do it. Yeah. How do you do it? If it's not in your diary, it's not going to happen. So you've got to diarize stuff. And I'm not just talking here about diarizing things for a higher income. diarising your own wellness. When are you going to the gym? When are you eating properly? When are you doing meditation? When are you doing the things like Scott Wood mentioned in the last episode of a few episodes ago in the A Players podcast? When are you going to do the work on the side hustle? When are you going to do your learning and reading? Yeah, for hyper growth. When are you going to have that conversation with your fucking manager that you're a hyper growth A player? When are you going to make that decision that you're a hyper growth A player? Yeah. When are you going to start sharing this podcast with the people that need to hear it so you can get surrounded by hyper growth A players? Yeah. Think compartmentalizing, right? You are a person. Yeah. You are one person. If you just allow everything just to flow in your day at once, you will get nothing done. Yeah. Jack of all trades, master of none. So also think, if I say yes to this, I am also saying no to something else, because you can't do more than one thing at once and there's only 24 hours in the day. So here's a question for you. What do you need to say no to say yes to something else? Because how are you ever going to turn your passion into profit if you're saying yes to everything? So you really got to decide, what is it that is going to allow you, give you the vehicle? What tasks and power moves do you need to do to allow you to have that life where you can live a life of passion and make profit? Remember the danger points here. People think they have to be passionate about the first steps. They don't. Yeah. If you look for that, that's where you're going to get in trouble. Sometimes things just suck. Remember this. You've just got to fucking do it. Top ways to make money from our passion. Yeah. Figure out some monetization options. You live in 2024 right now. There's never been so much opportunity to actually monetize what you do, right? So look what I do with the 100K Club. It's a subscription, yeah? Same as what Netflix do. What do Netflix do? They charge a subscription monthly. What do other people do? Well, if you become the go-to expert in your field and something that you're doing currently, well, you don't need to be the go-to expert. That's bullshit. Let me stop right there and rewind. I was going to say that if you are an expert in your field, people will want your skills and pay you money for it. But you don't have to be the expert in your field. You just have to be a little bit better than somebody else at doing it. Or find somebody that doesn't have the time. They are so time starved that they would spend money to get leverage. Okay? So getting leverage is the way. First steps, rewind even further, okay? If you want to get paid for your services, you've got to go where the money is. You can't go to somebody and try and get blood from a stone. You can't get money from where there isn't money. So here's an example, right? So I used to do business coaching, okay? I used to work as a business coach. If I was to go and, when in the very early days of starting to business coach, I had this idea that I wanted to help as many young people as possible. I want to help young people get into business, yeah? I want to do stuff with startups and these great things that can go and change the world. So I started working with a lot of young people. And guess what? These young people were broke. But they had lots of passion. They had lots of passion and they had loads of energy. Yeah, it was really, they could talk the talk and it was fantastic. But at the end of the month, when it came to it, there was no money in their bank because that talk didn't actually produce any outcome. Yeah, they couldn't sell. They couldn't market. They couldn't deliver. The ones that were very good at marketing and they had like, you know, 50,000 followers on social media, you'd actually find that followers don't actually pay you money. Right? Followers don't pay you money. People still need to sell. And this is the thing. If you look on my Instagram, I've got, 2,000 plus followers. They are a circle of people that I mean, my Instagram game, it isn't about me getting followers. It's just about finding the power circle that understand the stuff that the struggles of actually turning those followers into income. Okay? So someone could have 200,000 followers, but only be making £200 a month. Yeah? Because they don't understand the gaps of business. They understand of getting followers, but they don't understand of how to monetize it. So when those are combined, the stuff that they learn in the 100K Club, combined with their power of getting this out to their social media platform, then that's where they start to leverage results and get magnitude in the results. Okay? So the thing here is rewind and just think here. You need to go to people that actually have money to spend money, right? The people that I was speaking to, all these young entrepreneurs, yeah, this is why I hate the word entrepreneur, by the way, is because it's easy to call yourself an entrepreneur, just change it on fucking Instagram. They were earning less than somebody in a job. Yeah? A lot of entrepreneurs earn less than somebody in a job. How's that for you? So it's great that you can go and call yourself entrepreneur, but prove it. Yeah? For me, a true entrepreneur is somebody that owns lots of businesses, are buying and selling businesses. They're scaling them up. Yeah. They're taking the income from them and investing it again into other businesses. Yeah. But a lot of people aren't entrepreneurs. They're just starting out. They're small, tiny business owners. And I've got great respect for them, by the way, because they are trying to do something with it. But because they think they know it all already, then they're getting in the way. The actual proof is that they're actually turning over a net profit. Yeah. And a lot of people aren't. Most people don't even understand what a P&L looks like. Interesting. So, yeah, go back to how you're turning this into a profit. Got to go where there's money. Yeah. If you look at the people in the world that are making the most wealth, they go where the zeros are. Cars, they sell for like what, 30,000, 50,000, 100,000. Yeah. But they sell lots more. Luxury cars don't sell as much, so they don't make as much money as the car companies. Yeah, so they add zeros on the end of the car. Think about the next thing up. Houses, you can put another few zeros on the end of there. You get bigger commission and bigger rates when you start to sell bigger property, bigger things. What else? What is worth more than houses? Commercial property. So when you start selling commercial property, you can add a few more zeros on. You see, the pie is bigger. If you're thinking about creating an income from your passion, what is the target market and how much pie do they actually have to give? Yeah. If it's an influencer that is broke, they aren't going to be spending money on your services because they already need it to just support their own income. Okay. So just be careful what sort of thing you set up for passion to then figure out how you actually start to get that money from you to pay you. Okay. So find people in your industry that do what you love. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. Remember what I said, you don't need to be the go-to leader in your industry. You could be, and you'd get paid more money for it. Because if you go to a larger business as the go-to leader, then you're going to get paid more for it. Okay? So if you go to smaller businesses, let's say that you're working in a job and you have some marketing skills, you could put 2 hours in an evening. If you value it, you know, I wouldn't personally because I value my time and my family. But a lot of people, you know, young hustlers that are starting up could be doing something in their day job. Notice Bob has just started a new business and go, hey, look, I'll go and help Bob. You don't need to be the go-to leader in the industry, do you? You just need to know a little bit more and Bob about marketing. Yeah. And if you're in a marketing job, most likely you fucking do. Okay. So you could be making an income there. Again, what's the actual factor here? The factor here is spotting opportunity. And that's why you need to be around an environment of people that can teach you how, right? So no need to reinvent the wheel. Other people are doing it. Why not just do something like they're doing, but with a different audience or the audience that you know, your circle, okay? How can you start to do it different? Maybe there's something that a lot of people are doing that you think, yeah, that's a little bit dated. Or I wouldn't do that in my area. For instance, a lot of the people that talk about how to make 100K are American. Yeah. I don't know if you've noticed, but I have the biggest Peaky Blinder accent that's got going on podcasts right now. Yeah. British, UK, right? So there's a lot of UK employees that are sitting there that want to make 100K. There's a niche for it, isn't there? Because I don't know anybody that is from the UK that is doing what I do unless they're talking about property. And I don't know about you, but fucking property does not excite me. Why not learn the business skills and then go into businesses and get leverage from your skills in doing that instead? Why do you need to hang around waiting for some property to come up? Yeah. Or wait for it to sell in 10 years just so you can make some income from it. From an investment strategy, great. But people think that crypto, and there's a word again. Yeah. If you listen to my previous podcast, how often do I get pissed off at crypto? Because crypto is something to point fingers at and go, oh, look, I'm just going to wait for the crypto market to change. Yeah. Investment strategy, great. Property, crypto, you know, bonds. What else is that? You know, all the stocks and shares. Great. Personally, I think business is best. And that's why I invest in businesses. Okay. So other than the A players and the 100K club, the other side of my story is I invest in businesses, scale them up. Yeah. I invest money into businesses because I understand how to get leverage from business. So what do you understand? What sort of skills do you have from your experience? Or maybe you haven't got the experience yet. There's no better day to start than today. When I first started this, guess what? I wasn't born into it. I wasn't born into this stuff. I had to learn it. Yeah? I had to go and learn this. Where did I learn it? The books. Just start reading a book. Book every 2 weeks. Yeah? If you read a book every 2 weeks for the next year, you will know more than most business owners. You will know more than most professionals in marketing or sales. Okay? You can do it. You just got to think a little bit differently. And that's what this podcast is here for. So if there's somebody out there right now that you think needs to hear that last message, by the way, if you're watching on YouTube or on LinkedIn or wherever you may be watching, just drop their, you know, click copy and send this into their DMs. Slide this into their DMs. And if this does resonate with you, make sure you smash the like button as well, because this is important tools here that could really help somebody out. So how to scale? Once you've got this vehicle, this passion, and it's becoming profitable, how do you scale it? Always start with the end in mind. What's the outcome that you're after? Do you need to scale it? If you think about scaling, what is your number? Why do you need that number? Do you want to scale it to 1 million, 2 million, 10 million, 20 million, 100 million? Why? And remember, revenue is vanity. Profit is sanity. So a lot of people go, hey, look, you know, I've got a 100 million pound business. Fucking great. How much profit are you making? 100 pound. Oh, we didn't make a profit. We made a loss. I would rather have a 10 million pound business or a 1 million pound business that is actually making a profit. Yeah. So just cut through all the bullshit that's out there, ladies and gents, and really think about, why do you need that figure? So for example, right, if you want to make 100K, think about your numbers, start, have a plan. So step one, what is the outcome? Is it 100K? Let's say it is, for argument's sake, because this is the 100K podcast. Step two, what's the plan to achieve it? Step three, know the numbers to achieve it. So if you're going to do 100K, you've got a few options, right? You can sell one product for £100,000 and you're done. Yeah. As long as you make the profit of £100,000. So if you sell a product for £1 million and it has a net profit of £100,000, there's your £100,000. Okay. And then you got taxes. I'm not going to go into all that, but you know, that isn't for this podcast. But you get the rationale behind it. You need to know your numbers around it. Here's another option. If you want to make £100,000, then you're going to have to sell £100 items 1,000 times. Yeah? So you can sell one item for £100,000. You can sell 1,000 items for £100. Yeah? You could sell £10 items 10,000 times and you'll achieve your £100,000. Or you can start to do a hybrid. Okay? You can do a product mix or a service mix. Your income from your job, 25,000. And then you could do a course for how you people do your job and become successful, 25,000. Then you could do another 50,000, could be that you're going to offer your services out there, one-to-one consulting, 50,000. Yeah? There's an example. That's how you make the mix up. So you got to know your numbers. Think about how to scale it. And then after you've got that together, that's when you're talking about, okay, maybe I should start my own limited company now. Maybe I should start taking on some employees. Maybe I should, but then you're going to need to learn all that, right? Because when, as soon as you take on an employee, you got national insurance, you got pension, it starts to scale up, and your learning needs to grow. So why not just keep it simple? Keep it simple. But first things first, right? You need to know your numbers. Why would 100K make an impact in your life? What would you do with it? Do you actually need it? Right? People go, oh yeah, I want to become wealthy. I want to make a lot of money. Blah, 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 blah. Why? Why? What do you need it for? Oh, because my dream car is a Lamborghini. Yeah? And I want a Lamborghini Urus. Why? What do you need that for? Because I'm so passionate about it, it'd mean everything to me. Okay, well, if it's true about it, reality is, what would it cost you? Well, you know, second-hand Urus, 200 grand. Okay, so how are you going to get a 200 grand Urus for free is the question you should be asking. What do you mean, Lewis? I'm going to go, how do I get a Lamborghini Urus for free? Well, if it's going to cost you 200 grand, how are you going to pay for it? Are you going to finance it? Are you going to actually buy it outright? Because if it's buying it outright, option one, then how are you going to accumulate £200,000 over the next 5 or 10 years? That would be the question, right? So if it is serious about doing that, then what do you need to live off? What do you need for your family, your house, your property, whatever it may be? What sort of cash investments are you going to put away? And I'd highly recommend that for that savings that you'd get a cash ISA, that you could go into either a savings account or a investment account. You can invest up to £20,000 a year into an ISA. What are you doing with it? Right? And then is your partner on the same sort of journey with you as well? What about theirs? People don't understand this stuff though, because they just think, oh yeah, I'm just going to hustle until I can afford a Lamborghini Urus. Right? It doesn't work like that. You've got to understand the money and investments. Yeah. Have you even got a financial advisor? If you haven't, then let me know, by the way. DM me and I can put you in touch with people that can help you here. Not a sell, by the way. This is to help you guys start to become financially educated. Yeah. Back to the start. Values. Something that pisses me off. Schools do not teach financial education. But then when you do offer it on a free podcast, yeah, how much is it valued? Isn't it interesting? But maybe if the mindset was shifted in schools, then people would see the purpose for it. So back to the Lamborghini Urus then, right? How do you get a Lamborghini Urus? You can start to invest properly. You can start to increase your income. If you, what really starts to frustrate me, and I love the guy, by the way, Martin Lewis. He should come on the podcast. Martin Lewis, very well known in the UK because he's on ITV, one of the channels here. And he talks about how you can save money. Great. Saving money. One, how exciting is that to go through life, spending your whole life saving, right? Two, it limits you on the stuff that you can have. Why not be enjoying stuff in life rather than just save, save, save? Three, look, is it really that interesting? You can send all this information out and it becomes shared, but do people actually go and do it? What about if there's another way? Not just saving money, but making more money. And that's where this podcast comes in. This is how you increase your income from it. Yeah? How to turn your passion into profit solves that question. So yes, ultimately, we do want to be thinking about how do we turn that passion into profit. Getting that Lamborghini Urus isn't just about saving a lot of money and putting it into a savings account. Think about how you can make more money. And this is back again to this whole thing, reason why I start to get pissed off with people that talk about crypto, is you can save more money, invest into crypto if you earn more. And you're sitting in a 9-to-5 anyway, so why not make more money in that 9-to-5? Why not make money whilst you sleep with a side hustle? Yeah? Just some options for you to think about. Okay, guys. So I hope you've had some information from this. Go back and listen to this. It'll be segmented on YouTube. Save this video for later and slide it into someone's DMs when you think about it. Next time someone mentions, oh, I wish I could just make a little bit more money. Send them this podcast. Save it for later and make sure you send them this podcast. And I'm not just saying that because I want this podcast to be shared. Of course I do, because I'm on a mission to help more people and I do this for free. But the real point here is you could have a real big impact on someone's generational wealth by saving this and sending it to somebody. And most of all, re-listen to this again. 45 minutes of information here that you could make some notes on. And even if you took 10% of what I've mentioned today, you will increase your income by 10% as well. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Catch you on the next episode. Be great.